Today, I'd like to pose a question to you. I know you've got a favorite verse, but let's look beyond a favorite verse. What particular Bible verse would you identify as being the most important in the entire Bible? What subject or what topic or what does it reveal that is most significant in explaining the reason for life, for our existence, for the calling that we have? What verse would you choose? Let me pose this one to you, and it's found in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. And for sake of time, let me just read it. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Is there anything in your calling? Is there anything in your Christian experience? Is there anything in your awareness of the purpose for all of this that exceeds the thought, that exceeds the idea that we can actually partake of the divine nature? Now, I'm sure most religions don't really grasp the full impact of what that's saying. It's very profound when you think about it. But in the Gospel of John, there's a hint. Now, keep in mind, what was written here in 2 Peter was written much later in the writing of the New Testament. But early on, we have this statement. And it's John chapter 1, verse 12, where he says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Now, what that's telling us is that we have, or we are given, something that is unique and that is special, that can bring us into the very family of God. It's not just worship. It's not just religion. It's not just do's and don'ts. We can be brought into the very nature of God. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 22, touches on this, that we can partake of that nature in part, even beforehand. And where we're going with this is even more profound than you might consider. But we can partake of this spiritual component, this endowment, even now. For 2 Corinthians says, "Now he which establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who has also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts." Now, when we think of how the world in general, the religious world in general, conceives of God's Spirit, they tend to think of the Holy Spirit or a Holy Spirit or the third person of a triune Godhead. And we can sort of understand where they're coming from. But I want to ask, when this is talking about receiving God's Spirit, which Spirit do we partake of? Is there another Spirit? Or is there one broad category of Spirit that is even greater than any Trinitarian conception would explain. What spirit is it being talked about? Now, we live in a material world, and we can understand material things. But there is another dimension. We live of and by the physical dimension. Everything that we know of, everything that exists, is composed of matter. Ourselves, our own bodies, everything around us, the universe, it's all matter. We can understand matter. But can we understand the spiritual or the spirit dimension as well? Because there are beings that exist of spirit. God is a spirit. He's a spirit being. He draws his existence from the spirit dimension. He doesn't require matter at all. What about the angels? What spirit are they made of? That's what we need to consider. What spirit are we talking about? We're talking about another dimension, similar in certain respects to matter, but not material at all. There is a power. There is an essence that gives life to spirit beings. And what this is telling us, when we can become partakers of the divine nature, that we can enter that spirit dimension and draw our existence from spirit, no longer needing our material existence. Does the world understand that? Do we understand it to the degree that we should? That our future is bound, or that we are destined to enter the spirit dimension? But more than that, it's called partaking of the divine nature. When you partake of the divine nature, you become an actual being, a member of the God kind. Okay? We used to talk about things like that, but I don't know that we've covered it as thoroughly as perhaps we should have. In Romans 8:14, it explains to us, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, we understand that we're not made spirit quite yet, but we can be brought into the God family in part by the Spirit that's given to us. In Romans 8:11, we can read, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you. So we're connected with that Spirit already, though we're still in the flesh. But we're told that he will quicken our mortal bodies by the Spirit that's in us. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians 15:44. And this is something we understand, but it affirms what we're talking about here. Talking about our physical existence, our lives. It says, it is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. So it tells us there's another form of existence that we can look forward to. In 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 17, we're introduced to what we could call a pure environment, or environment for housing that spirit, where he says, know you not that you are the temple of God. You are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. So God's Spirit, though an essence, it's the very life of our divine progenitor. Being the temple of that Spirit, we should recognize what we have, and that to house it, we should maintain a pure environment for growth and service. So we have a future, an existence in a different dimension, not needing flesh anymore to exist, but existing of the very power of God through His Spirit, the same power that creates and sustains all things. This is our promise, that we can partake of His divine nature, not only in type, not only in measure, but in full dimension.